Coming to you live from Studio One at Broadcast Forum in New Rochelle, New York. This is the Voice of Westchester, 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
Everybody, my name's Steve Mayo. Sitting opposite me, my good friend and radio co-host Lou Feliciano. How you doing, Lou?
Hi, Steve.
This is the Lou and Steve Show. Steve and Lou Show. Steve Mayo, Lou Feliciano, with you Mondays 5:30, and we're glad to be with you, courtesy of WVOX 1460 AM, your local great Westchester and even parts of Metro New York City suburban communications resource. We give you the news. We give you local. We give you from all over the world. And I can't think of a better place to turn every day if you want to learn what's going on in your town and in our universe. I'm glad to say also we are on the web. If you go to WVOX.com, you can get our show and other great programming anywhere in the world. You can also go to the website, thestevemayoshow.com, where you will see some writings I've done in years past on matters of local and national and state interest. And also, you'll get recent shows of the Lou and Steve Show, courtesy of WVOX 1460 AM. And we are, thanks to the web, this show really has, in addition to our streaming on the radio, really a wide reach, and it's great to have in these very difficult times. And the call-in number, 914-636-0110. We solicit your calls. Glad to take them. But first, Lou, a couple of introductory remarks. You know, there's so much to cover, Lou, and there's not all the time we need. I don't think anybody has enough time to react to what's going on in the world. But, Lou, I'm not an apocalyptic guy. I don't believe in the revelation, literally. But these, to me, seem like the long-rumored and much-written-about and many horror movies subject of end of times or end times. Look around us. We have violence. We have, and I think it's okay to use this word since it's been bandied about since January 6, 2021. We have an insurrection on our public subways here in New York City, that great, tumultuous, diverse city and basket of suburbs and towns and villages, the symbol of our great metro region and America's leading city, one of the biggest cities in the world, and we can't even keep peace in our subways. You've already heard about the horrendous killing of that homeless person, an unfortunate, of course, who'd been arrested more than 40 times, not without purpose, and let's face it, done
45
in,
priors.
45 priors, and who knows where they ended up. Well, you know, today it doesn't matter. His life was ended by a Marine, a pretty young Marine, who may have been trying to do the right thing, but let's face it, you got to take the consequences of your actions. All of it's upsetting. This poor soul, I want to call him worse words, but it's not fair. I don't know about him. I don't know Mr. Neely, the late Mr. Neely. I don't endorse what the ex-Marine did, though I understand why. Let's face it, Lou, end of times. We don't have all our transit cops in place. We know that. The mayor of New York City has told the police, either through the media or through his channels, through his somewhat qualified department heads, and I say that advisedly, it's not very clear. They were appointed for anything but political reasons. He's told them to stay their hand. Well, you can't do that and keep a city running and keep the peace and prevent acts of vigilanteism, which that was. I believe this Marine acted as a vigilante. Nobody wants to endorse it. Sometimes there seems to be no alternative. Lou, in the world, in our city, in the great city of New York City, and the great suburbs like New Rochelle and our neighbors, these are difficult times, very trying times, and it tests our mechanisms of democracy, our administrative heads, our executives, our legislature, city councils, and I don't know if we're equipped to deal with it. There's a lot going on. I don't know where to start, But I will tell you, we will not ignore the important school board election this year. We've got a $316 million budget up for decision, and I'll tell you what I think of that spending. Also, seats on the library board and the school board. These are important races, Lou, because we can affect this. We can't control what's going on in New York City, never mind restrain violence and the horrible mass killings in Texas. Where do we begin? Lou, you've got a view.
My thing here, getting back to the Marine, I think the Marine was trying to do a good thing. He thought that these people were in trouble, and he came to the rescue of the people there. Is his way of doing it up to par? Maybe not. But, you know, what are we going to do if something, you see an old elderly woman getting beat up by somebody? Everybody's going to say, I'm not going to get involved now because, they're not going to get me. I'm not going to lose my house, my car, my business. I'm not going to do this. You know, you got to draw the line here. And I think the line isn't drawn right here. I think people who have priors and people who have records like this or whatever, if they're psychotic or whatever, they should be put in the psychiatric homes, not left on the street or whatever, that these things happen. And then you can't, they do these things and you can't beat somebody up, kill somebody, or keep robbing people and then put out the get out of jail card free as a race card. That's how I see it.
Absolutely. And sometimes their conduct isn't even robbing. It's annoying, offending, unwanted touching. That's enough for some people. If it's a big, brawny guy, I guess you can shake it off. If you're an elderly man or a woman, if you're a little child, do you want your kid coming home from his high school on a New York City or suburban bus being nudged by a stranger only because the stranger is a sad sack? He's had it rough. Our hearts go out to him. But how about the innocent kid who's being bothered?
Exactly right.
What's a man or a woman supposed to do?
The innocent people are the ones that get hurt all the time.
Absolutely. And the politicians do not have an answer to that. It's very nice of them to say, stay calm, we don't endorse vigilantism. Well, I don't endorse it either, but it has a cause. And these politicians are going to have to earn their salaries. But I'll tell you, Lou, they should get out of office. And that's most pointedly with New York City's Mayor Lou, but we got a few examples right here in beautiful New Rochelle, New York. We've got politicians who are not stepping up to the plate, and I'm talking about City Hall, school boards, all of them. If you want the job, take the responsibility, and if you fail, don't even wait for an election. Resign. Do us all a favor.
Well, you mentioned Mayor Adams just now, and my thing with Mayor Adams is he's saying that with the governor of Texas is sending his people there because it's a racist thing or whatever, that they're trying to play the race card there, and that he's a black mayor and they're trying to, it has nothing to do with that. The reason why they're coming to New York is because New York is a sanctuary city, and they feel that their borders are getting, you know, you want these people, you take them. You know, that's their attitude. The governor is saying, hey, you want these, but it doesn't work that way. They cry, and then when things get over-escalated, what's happening now in the city here with all these things that are happening, they pull out the race card, which should be abandoned. But the problem is these politicians, lawyers, and district attorneys don't want to get into that that hassle. They don't want it because it's a long court battle. And they don't want to do this. That's how I see it, Steve. I see things, you're a lawyer, but I see things growing up from the street.
At some point, Lou, forget your training. How do you see it as a man or as a woman? How do you see it as you were taught, being raised by parents in our great, tumultuous, teeming nation and the great metro New York area? Were you taught to let an elderly person be hassled? Were you taught to not take responsibility for a decision you've made if you've elected to run for office and had the fortune to be elected? Are you supposed to run away from your decisions and blame unnamed general sources such as racism, foreigners? No. Take responsibility, mayors, city managers, councilmen and women, legislators. The list goes on. This is the Steve and Lou Show. Steve Mayo, Lou Feliciano. We're at WVOX 1460 AM. We are glad to take your calls. 914-636-0110. Let the festivities begin after this.
favorite dynamic duo.
At least we know what we're up against.
Dennis and Tommy and Good Morning Westchester. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9, right here on 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
Steve Show, Lou Forcione, Steve Mayo, we're with you 5:30 on Mondays. Glad to be with you. I did want to cut that song short, but I got to tell you, any Steely Dan is better than most of anything else I know. Even that song, which is a great song, Lou, even though it's a little bit about illegal drugs, can't endorse the message. But it's a great sound, brilliant men and great female singers in that entourage. Boy, I wish they get on tour soon.
Yeah, Michael McDonald. Yeah,
great companies like Michael McDonald, great talent from the Doobie Brothers and his own solo career. Anyway,
and we're on. A great guitarist by the name of Walter Becker.
Not so bad. Yeah, Walter Becker and Skunk Baxter, going back to the first album, who actually considered running for Congress, Lou, as a Republican under Ronald Reagan.
I didn't know that. Yeah, no, you got me on one.
Long hair, hippie, the works. Brilliant guitarist. Anyway, somebody talked him out of it, probably his wife or somebody in his family with sense. In any case, we are here, right here in New Rochelle, glad to be with you, and we have much to talk about. I have much to say, as does Lou, but let's be right. Let's remember why we're here. Let's go to our phones. Hello, Bruce.
Hey, how you doing? I want to quote Billy Joel. It's just a matter of trust.
Really?
It's just a matter of trust. And that's the umbrella that's covering the problem with the guy acting like a cop or somebody in the subway.
Yeah.
Or what's going on in the school districts. You don't trust them anymore. And
right,
so that is carrying over everywhere. You can't trust your prosecutor to protect you.
You're absolutely
okay.
Right. Yeah.
So what's happening is our safety systems are failing. And the big one I want to talk about, because it is about trust, is what's going on with Naomi Wolf. I got the book.
Right.
I got the book on the Pfizer records of what they knew and when they knew it. It sounds like Richard Nixon. I mean, you know.
Okay.
When did you know?
But we're talking. Let's face it. We're talking here about COVID and the measures taken to fight it, and how we got sidetracked and buffaloed. And get us to the heart of Ms. Wolf's argument.
Okay.
Please.
Here we go. The Pfizer records show that they withheld information from us. They have a nano. I'm getting used to the big words now. Lipid nanoparticles wrapping around a messaging ribonucleic acid. I'm getting good now. All right, so here's what happens. They have this chemical that goes in with the shot, supposed to leave the body and immediately, 24 hours. It doesn't. It hangs around. It gets in the little girl's ovaries. It gets in your brain. It gets in your heart. It gets in the boy's stuff, too. And so what's happened is the guys are having their fertility drop by 22% with one shot. They didn't tell us.
Yes,
there are hundreds and hundreds of cases like that. There are cases where people had heart attacks. That could be the cause, too. All these numbers are out of whack. The doctor's name, report number 31, team number 5, Robert Chandler, spells this out in two reports, report 31 and 32. Pregnancy is a huge problem. If 270 women were reported to the company that they took the shots when they were pregnant, 27 lost their kids. Okay?
Yes. Well,
Bruce,
the heart of the matter here is, as you say, trust. We all know COVID was a horrendous pandemic. Let's leave aside the cause for now. We know once it happened, our politicians and the mechanisms of government had to go into overdrive. We know that. Republicans and Democrats. President Trump did the right thing, and President Biden generally did the right thing. We had to get to work. The problem is some of the decisions made, we know now, in pure hindsight, maybe a few of us had better hindsight or even foresight, but let's face it, the hindsight is telling us we went too fast, we were heedless, we didn't leave those safety mechanisms in place.
It's worse. It's worse. Because in the first 90 days, they knew about the tachycardia. They knew about the menstrual cycles. They knew about the little boy problems. They knew all this stuff, and they didn't tell us. Pfizer told the FDA. That's why you can read the reports. Yes. The FDA had the data. The FDA didn't release it. Didn't tell us.
And let me ask you something.
Collapse
for our audience. Since when do we believe what a private corporation tells us? Right?
We have a new fascism. Fascism used to be business control. Business was controlled by the government.
Yeah.
Today, it's fascism where business controls the government.
Absolutely.
Whether it be the military complex, whether it be your school board, whether it be how they're controlling the crime.
Of course.
So we have it's a reverse fascism,
and that's
what we're seeing.
And Bruce, Lou, just remember what is also reversed. Who predicted Democrats would be empowering private corporations? Look, we all know the stereotypes, corruption here and there. We all know our tendencies, but we never thought Democrats would be selling out to big fat cat capitalists. We thought that was one of the Republicans' problems. That was one of their tendencies. And I admit it, as a nominal Republican, that was true. Too often we've been influenced by corporations. But Democrats, you used to be skeptics. You used to wonder, what's driving this businessman? All of a sudden, if the business is big enough and if it gives enough money to politicians, others running for office, they're to be believed?
Hey, Bruce. Well, you took the rest of my speech. What am I going to say now?
Hey, Bruce, here's what I think. I think the CDC should be held to the fire, Steve and Bruce.
Yeah, I think so.
Where's Congress?
Yeah.
I say, where's Congress? Yeah. Talking about reparations? Other nonsense? The public safety's at stake. Bruce, I wish we had more time to contemplate it. If you can, if there's room, call back at the end of the show. I want to pick up on it again.
Okay, cool.
Thanks for the warning.
Thanks, Bruce.
We cover the world. Lou and Steve here at WVOX. There's not enough time to cover it, but we will do our best. Let's remember why we're here. Let's go to our phones. Hello, Joanne.
Yes, hi, guys. I want to give you a rain check on the Steve on that other conversation.
Thank you so much. Thanks for your patience.
Yeah. We don't have time.
Well, let's face it. Let's face it. The latest about COVID politics and big business, that'll shake anybody up.
Oh, totally. But, you guys just covered a lot of it. But then, and my only sentence for that is, and I want to say hi, Lou.
Hi, John.
I know you're back there, too. I didn't want to, so I won't get into that. But the only sentence about that I want to say is, how do you mandate? How does Mr. Big President come and mandate this and that? Or I'm going to veto this and that. Please, really? You know the harm, the damage that he's caused people, families, teachers, doctors, lawyers that I know.
Yes.
I mean, really, it was a sin. It was criminal with all this. Okay, so the only thing I really want to say, though, today is one thing about the train situation.
The insurrection.
With the Marine. You know what?
Yeah.
No,
Well, no. Today it's turned into, if you believe the headlines and the news, which Lewis pointed out to me, is on most channels. You have an insurrection on our subways. And
you know what?
It's not the Proud Boys. It's the other side carrying on. Joanne, if you like, stay over.
Can I stay for a minute?
But let's wait for our commercial. That's what drives things. Commercial radio. We're with you Monday, 5:30. Lou and Steve. Lou Feliciano, Steve Mayo. Glad to be with you. We want your calls right after this commercial and news break.
Deep in the heart of a lonely kid.